Don't mind me. You left your window open and the light was on. I saw it and assumed it was an invitation for a moth like me. Why else would you leave a window open this time of year? And with the light on, it was obvious you were looking for a bug like me. I flew in, closed the window to let others know that this room was taken, and started making myself comfortable. I was almost there, wrapping you tightly up in my wings when your eyes started to flutter open. Now that I'm getting a good look at you, you're quite cute, aren't you? Oh, it's okay, sweetie. There's no reason to be scared. I'm not here to hurt you, not at all. I'm here to keep you company. Doesn't it feel nice to be wrapped in my wings? No, you can't move out of them. Why would you want to? You were looking for company, weren't you? Yes, you were, silly. That's why you left the window open. You keep insisting it was an accident, but I know the truth. You wanted me to fly in here and cuddle with you. I would think you would be happy that it didn't take so long to find a moth like me. You know, some people spend months waiting for a moth to fly in, and on your first night, you attracted me. That's a sign. You believe in signs, right? Well, I do. Besides, you don't seem to be putting up too much of a fight anymore. Starting to make yourself comfortable in my wings. It's not so bad, is it? I didn't think it would be. It's kind of nice, right? To have my large wings caressing you, holding you against me. You could get used to this, couldn't you? I told you, there's no reason to be scared. I don't want to hurt you. I saw the invitation and I took it. That's all. Your room looks so inviting from the outside and the light. The light just beckoned to me. And then when I flew in, I saw a little ball of sunshine on the bed, and I knew I made the right call. This is the exact room I've been looking for. I was always told that when you find the right room, you're going to fly into it, and it's a feeling that you just know. I didn't believe it until I felt it tonight. Almost like you're my Rapunzel or something. What? You don't like being my princess? I think the nickname suits you, Princess. It makes you fluster so cutely for me. I didn't think it would be so easy to embarrass you. Is it because I'm a stranger? That shouldn't change things, Sunshine. You're the one who invited me in. You're the one who called for me. There's no reason for you to feel shame. Besides, I don't think it suits you. I also think you happen to be enjoying this much more than you thought. Nuzzling against my fluffy body. My four wings wrap you up even tighter, cocooning around your form. Even if you hate to say it, you're comfortable, aren't you? It's hard to stay angry with someone when they just want to cuddle, isn't it? I'm not asking for anything more than this. Just wanting to hold you and listen to your heart. If you're thinking impure thoughts, that's on you, not me. Everything I'm doing is completely innocent. Like how my bottom wing is starting to pet your thigh. It feels nice, doesn't it? Oh, I knew it would. See? I wouldn't do anything to hurt you, princess. You're too special for that. Doesn't it feel nice to be petted? Oh, yes, that's it. That's my sunshine. Oh, so good for me. Accepting my pets. Letting me snuggle and wrap you up. That fear you've been feeling since I first flew in is starting to dissipate, huh? Getting more comfortable with me the longer you spend cuddling in my wings. That's it, sunshine. You're starting to let your guard down. I told you from the start, I'm not here to hurt you. That's never been my goal. All I wanted to do was see who was inviting me in. And I'm so happy I did. You were so worth the gamble, sweet pea. Yes, that's it. My wing is velvet to the touch, isn't it? Covered in a soft fur like me, you can't help but smile as it glides against your skin. Goosebumps start to form as you relax further into me. Oh, that's it. That's good. Do you want to feel it for yourself? Do you want to feel it instead of me touching you? You can. I don't mind. Just be gentle with me. My wings are very fragile. But you can touch it. Just move your hand up and down the top wing. You can do it. It's really easy. Yeah. Yeah, like that. That's nice. Keep going. You're starting to get the hang of it. How does it feel, sweepy? You like it, don't you? Petting my wings while another pets your outer thigh. Cuddling together like this. You might have regretted leaving your window open at first, but you don't now, do you? I didn't think so. You're enjoying yourself, right? Snuggling next to a moth woman, finding yourself enjoying the company more and more. You feel me turning to face you, but you just keep touching my wings, unable to stop pulling them between your fingers. My wings feel that good to you, huh? It's cute. You can keep doing it. It doesn't feel like much of anything to me, at least not on my wings. Now, if you were touching my antennae, that would be a completely different story. But keep your hands on my wings and we will have no problem, sunshine. You can follow those rules, can't you? I guess we're just going to have to see, aren't we? The more comfortable you get with me, the more of a personality I'm starting to see. Not just startled any longer. You're actually welcoming my touch. content to stay inside my wings like this? You didn't think a moth would feel like this, did you? But you're glad I am as soft as I am, huh? I thought you would be. I've never had a complaint so far. You would have been the first. Oh, that's it. You like being petted by my wings, don't you? You know, you really are cute, princess. Normally I'm only into other moths, but there's something about you that I'm drawn to. Maybe sunshine is the right nickname with the way that I'm drawn to you, sweetie. I don't know what it is about your room that caught my attention. There was just something telling me that this was the right room to fly into. I felt it in me that I would regret it if I flew past your window. And it seems I was right. I would have hated to miss out on this, princess. You feel so wonderful in my wings' embrace. You're enjoying yourself too, aren't you? And what if I were to say, there is a way for us to enjoy ourselves more, sunshine? What would you say to that? What if you were to reach up and start stroking my antenna? Kinda like that. And then, what if I started to reach between your legs like this? And started stroking you? What would you do? My hand feels nice, doesn't it, princess? Letting out a sigh of relief as soon as I start to touch you. My wings stroking your thigh left you tingly, didn't it? And then you started to pet my wing for yourself. Feel it more than just encompassing you. And it awoke something in you. Oh, wanted to know how it would feel like this. Bare skin against the velvety fur of my wings. You can't help but moan into my touch. Your hand continues to stroke my antenna, feeling the fuzzy ball at the top with every swipe. Oh yeah, that's it, sweetie. You're starting to make me feel really good. Keep stroking my antenna, just like that. Yes, sunshine. Keep touching me. Keep touching me and I'll keep touching you. After all, a stranger's hand feels nicer than your own, doesn't it? Oh, I thought so. I thought so, sweetie. Keep it up. Keep making me feel good. You're doing such a good job. Oh, yeah. Keep touching me just how I've told you to. Restrained within my wings. Only your arms can move as your body squirms against me. My wings hold you tightly against my body, restraining you in bondage as you take what you're given. Pleasure grows as you let out moans. You wouldn't be able to keep them to yourself if you had tried, sweetie. It just feels too good. You're quickly losing all your composure, acting completely shameless in front of me, taking what you're given and asking for more. You want more, don't you? Oh. It's good to want things, sunshine. I'll give you more when I want to give when I want to give you more. You just happen to look so sexy like this. I want to keep you like this just a little bit longer. Want to know just how much you can take, sunshine? Do you think it's a lot? And it seems this is going to be a learning experience for the both of us. Like that, yeah. Oh, don't stop moving your hands. Keep it up. Keep stroking the entire length of my antenna. So thick in your grasp. Oh, it feels good to squeeze. The fuzzy ball at the tip feels amazing in your hand every time you squish it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Such a good princess for me, making me feel good. That's what you're supposed to do. Oh, yes. Look at you. Keep it up. You want to do a good job for me, don't you? Oh. Yeah, of course you do, sunshine. Why else would you be behaving like this? So shameless for me. Just how I like it. Begging for more as my hand keeps working against you. Your pleasure grows as you can't focus on anything except how much you're throbbing. It's taking all your energy to keep stroking me, isn't it? Yeah, you just want to come. You feel yourself getting closer and it urges you on, trying to keep your pace with me. You continue to squirm, continue to moan. You can't control yourself, can you? Oh, that's what I like to hear. Doing so good for me. You don't need to have composure. You need to feel good. You need to make me come. That's your goal, isn't it? To continue to stroke me until I come just from your touch. Then you'll be able to brag to everyone. You'll be able to tell everyone about how you fucked a moth, how you made a moth come just from stroking her antennae, how you made a moth stumble over her words from how amazing your hand feels. And you're going to leave out the part about how eager you were for me, aren't you? You're going to conveniently forget just how lewd you're behaving, moaning loudly as you rock into my touch. Can't tell if you're trying to get more pleasure or to get away from it. I suppose it's too much for you either way, isn't it? There's not a part of your skin that isn't being touched by me. The majority of my wings tightly hold you, restraining you as my hand continues to work you, getting you closer to your orgasm with every second. Oh, fuck. Trying to focus on getting me off when you're feeling this good. You're trying your best, aren't you? It's getting difficult for you, huh, princess? Oh, yeah. You're trying your best, and that's good enough, sweepy. You're making me feel good, helping me get closer. Oh, that's all I can ask of you, sunshine. You're doing it. That's making me feel so good. Oh, yes, that's it. Keep it up. Keep stroking my antennae as I play with you. Don't stop. Not when I'm getting this close. I can feel myself getting closer with every touch of your fingers. Can't stop the noises that keep pouring out of my mouth as I continue to stroke you. Oh, yeah. My hands never stop working you, bringing you closer to coming too. I want you to get right to the edge for me, sunshine. Oh, I know you can do it. You feel so good. It's not going to be hard for you to get to the edge, is it? I believe in you, princess. I'm this close because of you. That means you can get yourself to the edge for me, can't you? Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, I want to see you teetering on the edge. I want to watch your face as you try to fight back. Oh, yeah. You want to come with me, don't you? Oh, yeah, that's a good sweetie. You're so sweet, you know that. Working me so well. Continuing to stroke my antennae. Oh. Your hand squeezes the ball at the top as I continue to rub you. Your body writhing against me. Oh, it just feels too good, doesn't it? The velvety texture of my wings blankets you, keeps you in place, restraining you against me. You can only move how I say you can. Oh. Your body can rock, your hand can stroke me, but that's all, huh? You're trapped like this. Stuck in my wings. That only makes you want to come quicker, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. You're so fucking close, princess. I can feel it. You're close just like me, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck. Oh, why don't you come with me, sunshine? Come on, you can do it. Come with me, sweetie. Show me how good my wings feel. How amazing my hand is. Oh, come on. Come with me, princess. Well, that was fun. A lot more fun than I was expecting. Did you enjoy yourself too, sweetie? That makes me happy to hear. It's always good to get off before going to bed. It helps you sleep better, sunshine. Now, I think we should get some rest. I'll see you in the morning. Why are you looking at me all confused like that? Did you think I was leaving? Oh no, sunshine! Gosh, you really are cute, aren't you? No, I'm not leaving. Not anytime soon, at least. I'm going to be making myself at home. I figured giving you cuddles, offering to take care of you, and making sure you get at least one orgasm a day is enough of a reason to stay here. Wouldn't you rather have a roommate that can do all of that for you? And now you have one. I don't even require a room of my own. I can just share yours. Oh my goodness. This is going to be so much fun. Plus, isn't this nice? Don't you like how it feels to be petted, princess? I thought so. So don't think too hard about things. You're not in the right state of mind, having woken up mid-sleep to me. You're tired, and you've just come. You should close your eyes and get back to sleep. I'm sure you have work in the morning and it's going to be quite the busy day. But you won't have to tackle it alone anymore. You'll have me waiting for you at home. Oh, I'm going to make things so much easier for you. I'll make you food and do the chores. I'll be so helpful that you won't ever want to get rid of me, sunshine. Now close your eyes and get to sleep, sweetie. I know you can do it. We have a really big day tomorrow. I want you prepared for everything that's to come.